Hello and welcome to the Aviation Reporter, your podcast about everything related to airports, airlines, and the aviation industry. In episode 4, in collaboration with Emma Systems, we have with us David Booth, Airport CDM Implementation Manager at Eurocontrol. David discusses the significance of airport collaborative decision-making, along with details about its implementation now and in the future. In conversation with David, we have Jean-Luc Devisha of the Aviation Reporter. Without further ado, let's give the floor to them.
Maybe we can just start off with kind of you briefly introducing yourself and the role you have within Eurocontrol.
For me to introduce myself and my role in Eurocontrol, Dave Booth is my name. I have been working in the aviation environment for almost now 42 years. I'm an ex-air traffic controller. I used to work with NATS in the UK. I started at the tender age of 17 as an assistant working in oceanic control, where I spent 11 and a half years working in oceanic before being accepted to do my controller's training. So a year and a half down in sunny Bournemouth in the south of England. And then back to Scotland again, which many people may have guessed with the accent that's where I'm from. And back to Glasgow. I spent 15 years at Glasgow as a tower and approach controller, supervisor, examiner, before coming to Eurocontrol, initially on secondment in 2005 to work then on airport CDM, before a very brief stint back at NATS and then joining Eurocontrol permanently in 2008. Initially working on a couple of different things, such as wake turbulence. And at that time, they weren't called drones, but at that point, when I came back, they were UAS, so unmanned aerial systems at the time. So short period there. And then when my former boss with Airport CDM, she retired, I took over the management of Airport CDM. And that's where I have been since 2012.
Next question is about the paper, which of course I think is one of the most important papers in the world around CDM and ACDM. That's the paper you published in 2016 as a result of the feedback of all the airports related to their ACDM implementation. How and what has evolved since then?
That paper that we published in 2016, which was impact assessment of airport CDM, both on the airports themselves, and when we talk about airports in the ACDM world, we talk about the whole airport. So it's not just the airport company, but the airport operator, the ANSP, the airlines, ground handlers. So although we say airport, we talk about the whole airport community. And here we had a company who did for us and went around all of the airports at the time. We had, if I remember correctly, 16 fully implemented airports and one airport which was almost at the end stage. So we included them in the report as well. And it showed the positive impact on the benefits from implementing airport CDM on the airports, and also what we as the network manager and the European network got from airport CDM. And at that point, as I say, we had 16, almost 17 airports there that were implemented. And since then, I think Airport CDM has gone from strength to strength. I think what that report helped to cement some of the benefits, because they came from the airports. They weren't benefits that we said were there. They came and from the airports and were justified by the airports. So I think that enabled us to continue to push to the stage where we now have 31 airports who are implemented and connected and exchanging information with the network manager. We have some other airports who are implemented but not exchanging messaging at the moment, and we have airports who are still in the process of implementing. As I said, it's gone from strength to strength. We have pretty much all of our major hubs in Europe who have implemented are connected with us. And we are working, I think, with the last major one, which is the new Istanbul airport. They had started working on CDM at the old Ataturk airport, and then when the new one came online, the concentration was to have the airport up and running and the operation running well, and then they started again looking at airport CDMs. A couple of other things that we are doing, so as well as pushing airport CDM as it is, because of the popularity, if you like, then we are looking at other options of how we can perhaps simplify process a little bit and simplify the implementation and look to have a more cost-effective method of implementing airport CDM available. And that we are doing through looking at regional airports. We also have something called advanced ATC tower airports, which is a very small subset of the CDM messaging. So less benefits as the full CDM, but still some benefits for the airports and for us. And there we have 25 airports connected at the moment, and we are looking at a very low cost solution to have them connected to us, which would cost the airports very, very little money indeed. And there eventually we are looking to have about 90% of the NM area traffic covered by the message exchange between airports and NM. With what we have at the moment, we are currently just over 50% of traffic covered. So we have a little way to go, but the way we have to go is for mainly now the smaller airports. And so that's what we are looking at the present time. And I think once we have our new solutions up and running, I think we should be able to connect many, many more of those airports quicker than we have done so in the past with airport CDM.
Okay. I think what you just mentioned, I mean, this is not a question that is part of the questionnaire, but you said...
It can be.
thank you. No, but you said kind of making it cheaper for airports to interconnect. Is it more related to the fees you have to pay to get connected to the network manager, or how will that happen? Or is it by simplifying the requirements?
For an airport to connect to us at the moment, there's the old legacy method, which is using AFTN, and it's free of charge. For new airports connecting to us, it's now via the network manager B2B web services connection, where you have a small fee, a small initial fee to pay for the license, but then the message exchange is then free of charge. Some parts of the CDM process, implementation process and the operation are seen as fairly complex parts and therefore expensive to implement. So we are now looking at where we can reduce that complexity if possible and therefore reduce the cost for airports to implement, because there are a number of small airports where there will be never any business case for implementing airport CDM. But if we can reduce the cost and the complexity, then we open it up to more airports being connected and exchanging information with us, which is important not only for the airport, but it's important for the network. Because I think it's important to stress that airport CDM is focused on the airport turnaround process, so to help make the operation at the airport more efficient for the whole of the airport community. But the output of those processes is the message exchange we get with the network manager, which enables us to have much more accurate information for managing the European network.
Is there a case for a CDM post-COVID?
Yes, I definitely think so. Pre-COVID, when airport CDM was implemented, when everything was running normally, you would hardly even notice that airport CDM is running. The processes are already part of day-to-day operations. Now, in the crisis at the moment, those airports that have implemented, they have kept CDM running all of the time. So it's important, I think, that CDM becomes part of normal operations and becomes almost second nature for people. Post-COVID, now we are starting to see a recovery, as you mentioned, albeit it's steady progress. However, it's a difficult and challenging period for the airports. And I think for us as network manager and also for the airports, the aircraft operators, etc., we all have one goal, I think, in this recovery, which is to improve the operation and to make it as easy and as seamless as possible, especially for the passenger experience. So therefore, I think the Fairport CDM is in place as traffic starts to increase, which we are all confident that it will do. And as we start to approach pre-COVID levels, I think for the network manager, what Airport CDM brings is much more accurate information coming to when aircraft will depart from the airport and affect the network. So I think that is important, very, very important. The more accurate information we have, the better we can manage the European network and hopefully keep the amount of restriction and delay to an absolute minimum to encourage what is already a very fragile situation, to encourage it to continue to grow and to grow strongly, because I think it's in all of our interests that we make it as easy and as seamless as possible for the recovery to take place. We continue even through the crisis. We have continued to work with our airports to continue and to make the CDM process work for those that are already implemented, and for those that are still in the process, then we have continued to work with them and to make sure that they get closer and closer to implementation. So yes, I definitely think there's a case for Airport CDM. It proves its worth when things are tough, because we are now going from a situation where we are being reactive to events. Airport CDM, we now become proactive. So we look at how we can plan ahead and not just react to what's coming and what's hitting us at the time. So I think the more we can do that, the more predictability we have at the airport and in the network, the more it benefits everybody. From that point of view, indeed, it's definitely. And we will continue to encourage airports and work with them to implement.
One of the obvious questions is, of course, coming to the US market, because they also have a kind of CDM-like solution, although the setup is slightly different. Do you see a point, and I know there have been discussions between both worlds, where kind of ACDM and CDM will follow kind of the same kind of setup, same approach? Will it happen in the near future? What do you think?
CDM started in the US. Their control centers and command center, they set up a process to look at traffic flows, but that was based with en route when the aircraft were already airborne. To avoid some confusion in Eurocontrol, then when we started looking at our CDM, which was based at the airport, it made sense to call it Airport CDM. Now, the US have something similar, and the US is called Surface CDM. They still have their en route CDM, but now they look at something called Surface CDM. And both concepts are quite similar, but with some big differences. As you say, in the US, it's very common for the airlines either to own or to lease a complete terminal at the airport. And the airline has complete control over that terminal from the whole operation, from when the aircraft starts to approach the terminal to go in block, until the aircraft has pushed back from the terminal and been delivered to ATC. Whereas in Europe, we have a different setup where it's still by and large the airport operator who is the landlord, if you like, and the airlines are utilizing the terminals. So therefore, in the US, the concept is that airport CDM currently really starts to spring in once the aircraft have reached a point where they are handed over from the terminal to ATC at some point on the manoeuvring area. Whereas here in Europe, Airport CDM is really starting with the aircraft on the stand and before. So there's been quite a bit of work done with between ourselves and our colleagues in the FAA, especially around some standardisation of some of the abbreviations, the acronyms and their meanings. Because it can be very confusing, especially to pilots, to aircrew, to come even different airports in Europe. So we are okay in Europe that we have standardized all of our times, etc. And we're now working with the FAA to encourage them that we use the same major abbreviations and meanings on both sides of the Atlantic. And I think we have made good progress there. We are also working with our colleagues in the FAA to give them our knowledge and especially experience from implementing, so that all the painful lessons sometimes that we've had in implementing, especially when a concept is new or in its infancy, then we can pass that on to our colleagues and hopefully that they don't fall into the same traps and have the same complications that perhaps we did here. So I think there's a lot of work ongoing. I think just by the very nature, the implementation will be slightly different, but I think it's something that we both need to work on to make sure that we have it as closely harmonised as possible for the benefit of crews, especially our European crews going to the US and the US crews coming over here. If we have things completely different, then it could pose some issues, especially also now as the other implementations around the globe have basically been following the European model. So there's quite a lot that's you following that. And therefore, we have a really vested interest to have the US on board and aligned as closely as possible. They're not too far apart. Neither they are, but there are some significant differences, some of which we'll have to stay just by the nature of the operation. However, as I mentioned before, it's in both our best interest to be as closely as possible. The US will have quite a large number of airports that they want to implement, as you know. So we have 31 airports here just now. We are, you know, with another few to come, hopefully. But I mean, the US, they have many, many large and medium-sized airports. That could be interesting prospects for their surface CDM projects.
A lot of airports around the world, from Australia to Latin America, are looking into ACDM and implementing ACDM also on their airports. Is there an active role that Eurocontrol plays in helping those kind of airports move to the ACDM world?
There are a number of ongoing implementations that have already happened. So we know, for example, in Auckland, they have implemented, in Hong Kong, in Singapore, Toronto, I believe. And they have, I mentioned before, they have followed by and large the European model. And I think that's because the European model was really the only one that was up and running at the time. Had US been up and running at the time, then I think we may have seen a combination of the different implementations. What we have done in the past and what I think we continue to do as Eurocontrol, there are a couple of roles I think that for us to play. One is in assisting those new players to come along. So we will not go there and manage the project for them, etc. But we are here for help and support whenever they have questions. They are using our implementation manual as a Bible, if some people like to call it, for airport CDM. We also offer training and instruction on airport CDM through our institute in Luxembourg. So we have we had an online training course, which is currently being redeveloped, and the new version will be available very soon. And we have classroom courses. Now, we've had a number of people from Hong Kong, from China, for example, from Thailand, etc., on our classroom courses. Through our colleagues in Ian's, we also go just before COVID, the crisis started, so that end of 2019, we were in Taiwan in conjunction. So it's giving a course in Taiwan on airport CDM. I think we still have a role to play there. We are also working with the other international organisations. So we are working closely with ICAO. My colleague has a couple of times been to the ICAO South America office to help them with their implementation roadmap plan for how to roll out in South America. I've also been to Brazil to help in Sao Paulo. My colleagues have been working with ICAO Middle East as well. So we also have some agreements with other internet, with, for example, EASA, where they're trying to foster links. So I think we have a role in combination with the major agencies to help them to encourage. It's not something we cannot do ourselves. Of course, our core activity is here in Europe. However, we have an interest and we continue to do that. Finally, I think there's another part that, and that comes from what I mentioned earlier, which is standardization and harmonization. So we worked very closely a number of years ago with the ICAO themselves in Montreal, the head office in Montreal, to look at updating document 7030, which is the air traffic flow management manual. And there's a new section in that manual now all about airport CDM. Because we know that many countries, etc., they will not implement something if it doesn't come from ICAO. So we have helped ICAO produce guidelines for airport CDM implementation that can be taken all over the globe. And there, I think it's important that we really concentrate on standardization from the whole of the world. A difficult task to make sure that 31 airports in Europe are fully harmonized, something that we haven't 100% achieved yet. We are still working on it. But you will never have, I don't think, 100% harmonization. The aircraft operators, they say to us, well, we need it for our pilots. And I say to them, yes, but if you fly on Airline X or Airline Y or Airline Z, your procedures for hand baggage, for hold baggage, they are not fully standardized throughout the world. And airports are different. Regions are different. There will be some differences which are difficult to overcome. Nothing is impossible, I think. There are just varying degrees of difficulty. But I think to have at least as far as possible a common standard as throughout the globe, I think is a must. And it's something that we have to continue to work on. We are doing so now in Europe. We have our implementation manual, which I mentioned, but we are now going one step further to develop a specification, Eurocontrol specification for implementing airport CDM, where the manual would now become the introducing the concept and a little bit of guidance on perhaps how to set up a project, etc. And then when airports say, okay, yes, we like the idea of that, we now look at actually implementing, then they would come to the specification to find out exactly what they had to do. And although it's a Eurocontrol specification and it mentions, of course, exchanging information with the network manager, we do realise that throughout the globe, apart maybe from the US where they have their command centre and they have one FAA for the whole of the US, the network manager is a concept particular to Europe at the moment. However, airport CDM itself, you can take to most large and medium-sized airports in the world. As been proven, the implementations in Asia, there's no network manager there. However, they have benefited from introducing airport CDM and improving the local airport operation. Now, it could be, for example, if Hong Kong decided to start exchanging information on their flights to Auckland or to Singapore, then there's already a network. It might be a network of only two or three airports, but that's a network. So they can benefit from that information exchange just the same as we benefit from it in Europe. So I think there's still quite a significant role for Eurocontrol for future developments of airport CDM or what comes after, then to make sure that we are still in the centre there.
How do you think the ACDM future looks like? Is it more of the same or do you see still some radical changes coming along?
Currently, airport CDM is looking really at the airside processes, so from boarding onwards. There are two things. First thing is where we start to bring the landside processes in. Now, that's being done with a number of airports where they have what's called an Airport Operations Centre, or APOC, and many of the airports, those airports have used airport CDM as their baseline for developing that. There's another project similar, which is called Total Airport Management, where we now look at the passenger journey from perhaps not even at the airport, but his journey to the airport, starting entering the airport, what's happening with check-in, what's happening with security, etc. So I see airport CDM developing into that. Certainly the medium-sized and the larger airports, they will be looking at the whole passenger experience, and their CDM will be the baseline, but it will be subsumed or overtaken, if you like, by the other projects. But you cannot have those other projects without having airport CDM, I believe. So I think its future is secure, certainly. And then when you look at, as I mentioned, APOC and Total Airport Management, and we as network manager, we are also working with airports to look at a further development called AOP, NOP exchange. So AOP is the Airport Operations Plan, and NOP is the Network Operations Plan. So here we are looking now at what's happening at the airport as a whole. What are the airports producing? What's their plan for the day before, 6 days ahead, etc.? And we have a network operations plan. So how can we combine those to get the best out of all the infrastructure we have? Because we know, especially in Europe, we cannot just build new airports or new runways, etc. It takes years. Look at how long it took Frankfurt to get their fourth runway. Look at how long it's taken Munich to look at their third runway, Heathrow to look at their third runway. So we have to make the best use of what we have available. And that will be looking way in advance, you know, even months in advance of the operation, at the initial plan. So what's coming? What can we see? Are there already problems that we can see? And getting closer to the day, so airport can say, well, we would like to have this from you as network manager. And we say, well, we can't give you exactly that, but what we can give you is this. And you have this exchange of information and negotiation, if you like, to produce the best possible scenario. And if we start to see that happening with airports throughout the network, or all exchanging information through us, then I think we are in a much better place to make the network more efficient. And if the network is more efficient and works better, it benefits everybody. If I go back to the very beginning and say, well, what we want to do is to improve the whole operation. And I think those are ways of doing so. So that I think the future is secure, but we will see CDM morph into something which is much more taking the holistic view of the airport and with the integration with the network.
Thank you so much for joining us. This podcast was brought to you in collaboration with Emma Systems. Emma helps airports optimize their ground operations by correlating real-time data through its various AI components, including ACDM. You can visit www.emma.aero to find out more. Onwards and upwards towards our next episode.